Setback.
Fest Ello, Sunday 26th of August, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, then Sayre Meira, and Rosh Hashanah.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, we'll try and connect the topic regarding the parasha of Ello. There's a known question of Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. He's the one who asked it first, and it's been dealt with also through other Achwelim. Apparent contradiction between two hanugas of Kodesh Bogel. In this sixth parasha, in Pashas Ben Sur and Myra, so the Rashi brings the Gemara to the Sanhedrin, that really what he did, this young fellow, is does not deserve death penalty. He stole here, he stole there, you don't have Misa and Gneva. So why is he chayav Misa? You're the third of the doctor, and if he's going to keep on with this process, he's going to end up being a mass killer. Those are the words of the Gemara. He's being held for what will happen later on. And it's better that he should die now innocently than die later guilty.
But for Ganei, we don't die.
Right. That's the Gemara says. That he's going to end up being a killer, not only a gunner. Good. That's the Gemara. But then there's another Rashi, which is also a Gemara, regarding Yishmael. That when Yishmael was in that situation, he was about to die, and Malachi HaSheretz came and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you save him and give him water? You know what his children are going to do later on in the Chuban Bayis Rishon? We made him was done, and they're going to cause Am Yisrael Chavshav to die of thirst. So how could you allow such a person to live? Answer the Kodesh Bogel, Ba'asher Husham. That a person's not being judged according to the future, rather the way his current situation. And since currently, it says they call him Tzadik or Rasha. Tzadik. Not even do anything wrong, it's something later on in the future. Since it's later on something in the future, so we don't take into account the future, and we just deal according to the present situation. So ask Rav Mizrahi, isn't this a contradiction between these two hanukkahs? By Ben Sur and Mur, you say, Mashem Seifonera, he's getting killed because of what's going to happen at the end. And by Yishmael, you say, Basher Husha. Okay, that's the kasha. So a couple of other side, and there, a variety of answers were said. The Ma'asha in the second Sanhedrin says, I'll read it to you. The Ben Sur and Mur and Nidon Hashem Seifonera shall ask my. So says the Maharsha, it's on a kasha. A person really could be judged to what's going to happen, what he'll do later on himself. Yes, he may. However, why wasn't the Yishmael being judged based on according to the future? Because it's not his future, it's his children's future. Thousands, hundreds of years later, he kind of makes a hedgeman. From the time of Yishmael to the time of Chumbay's mission. But it's over 1,000 years. That, you don't take into account what someone else will do in the future. However, what this own individual will do later on, that you do take into account. So it's no stira. Ben Sura Mayra Nida Hashem Maisub, meaning it's what he'll be doing later on, and therefore since it will be what he's doing later on, so that of course both will take into account. That's Ben Sura Mayra. However, when it comes to Yishmael, it's not what he will do later on, it's what his children will do. Not only his children directly, it's descendants of close to 1,000 years later. That occurs, Bogle does not take into account. That's what the Maharsha answers in Sanhedrin. And more or less, that's what Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, the one who asked this question, that's also what he answers. He says, Yishmael didn't start at all doing anything wrong. Lo minei v'lo miktasei. That's the Lashon Rabbi Mizrahi. He himself doesn't know anything. Masha'en ken legabe ben soyamara. He's starting already to go off the derech. And you know, when you go off even a little bit, this will lead to the end. I remember my Rosh Hashiva in Heinz used to say that ha'pashach, he got the Hashiva bitzah, the biggest criminal sitting in jail. You know how it started? Then he drove with a bicycle on the sidewalk. Here it's not called sidewalk, how's it called? Pavement. In Israel there's a law, you're not allowed to go with a bicycle on the pavement. He says, that's what started. The biggest murderer. You know how it started? Shunasayim of Naim on the Midrasha. Right? So Mimele, meaning Yishmael is already starting to go off the Derech. Once he's starting to go off the Derech, you see the Hemshech. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm going to come back. But that's the time where he's starting to go off the Derech, and therefore it's not really so much Hashem Soifoy. Masha Enki, the Gavi, Yishmael, he didn't start doing anything, it's very, very much later. That's what the Masha, and more or less will be in the Omi Saki answer. The problem with that answer is, and the Gurai points out to this problem, the Gemara says in the second Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin Amud Beis, Omar Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Adam Nidon, Ere Lepi Maisav Shalosh Tosha. Ein Doni Nisa Adam, Ere Lepi Maisav Shalosh Tosha, Shenemar Ba'asher Husha. According to the Ma'asha, the Gemara should have said, Ein Doni Nisa Adam, Ere Lepi Maisav, No Lepi Maisav Bodo. According to the Ma'asha, what's the punchline? It's his children, it's not them. That's how the Gemara said. The Gemara said, and it's Halacha Legabi Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down in the second Rosh Hashanah. That the Zayin of the days, and Dominus of Adam, and the Fima Asab Shalai Sashah. Meaning, clearly indicating that a person is not just according to what he will do later, but according to what the Mashah and Rav Nomi Zrachi are answering, that's what a person is judged according to what he'll do later. Just he's not judged according to what his descendants will do later. That's not what the Gemara said. According to them, the Gemara should have said, "Ain Dani was the Adam Al Shem Ma'aseh Bonav, and Al Shem Ma'aseh." But not the Gemara is not putting that. The Gemara is saying, "Ain Dani was the Adam and a Lefi Ma'aseh Shaloi Sashah." Clearly indicating that a person does not get punished for what he will do later. Right? That's the Gemara is saying. And it's not what the Marsha and Rav Noam Mizrahi are saying. That's what asks the Gur'ayeh on that answer. And therefore the Maral is going to say a different answer, which we're going to see in a minute. That's what comes out. So the Maral said, but let's take a think. What's the Kapshah in the Gemara? How could the Gemara learn from Rabbi Yishmael that how could the Gemara learn from Yishmael of Ain Dani is the other Muslim Shal Sasha? It's technically only his children. How can you copy and paste? How can you copy and paste that situation to the individual himself? That he's not going to be judged according to what he'll do later. How do you know it? From Yishmael. Ain Ani doing them in the highest. You can't be the right Yishmael. Why? For Yishmael, he wasn't judged according to what his descendants won't do 1,000 years later. But how do you know that a person won't be judged according to what he himself will do 10 years down the line? 5 years down the line? How could you? So, meaning it's true that the Gemara is not differentiating. And the Gemara is not saying it's a din between father and children. But why not? How could you learn from Yishmael more than what's said by Yishmael? Right? If by Yishmael it says only 3, how could you learn 10? Meaning it's true that that's what the Gemara is saying. And like the Maharal is pointing it out. But what's Takam Shah? Ain't I need the Malalah? So, to answer that question, but I need Lake of the Lake. What's happening over there? Lake of the Day. Uli Yishani, which is Blue Shark of the Day. Right? That's what the Ram says. That's the most observer, right? Uli Yishani. Again, I'm asking Sichel Mechila, and he goes, Lashana, that I'm over the way saying. Okay, good. Okay, so that is a kashya. But I'm always saying, if you really think about it, it's not sure. What you could do, cut and paste. How? How can you do cut and paste from here to there? It says over there by Yishmael that the Malachim came and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, look what he's going to do in the future, his children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Achshav Ud Tzadik or Rasha? And the answer was, Tzadik. So, and then I'm a few months of Tzadik? Yishmael was a tzadik? Could you explain to me why he's not home now? Because he was over Gimel Averis Chaburis. Why was he expelled from Avraham Avinu's home? Not because for good behavior, for terrible behavior. Mitzachik says Rashi Gimel Averis Chaburis. How can you say an individual that a few hours ago transgressed Gimel Averis Chaburis, he's a tzadik? How do you say that? You know what that is. So what's the Gemara mean? What the Medrash mean? It's a Medrash saying it. A Shabbat Tzadik. What do you mean a Shabbat Tzadik? How could he be a Tzadik? He was already given over some words. So why is he called a Tzadik? You can ask that question, Minei Obey. Why did the Malachim, when they were Mekabrik on Yishmael, what did he bring up against them? What his descendants will do in 1,000 years? Why did they say what he did 25 minutes ago? You can ask the question, Minei Obey. Minei Obey, you can ask. He was over and given over his Chaburas. So why did the Malachim quoting what's going to happen 1,000 years later? On that, you may answer. Then what does that mean? Can it give me the thirst? And now he's thirsty, and 1,000 years from now we'll do something about thirst. No answer. But my mind, so what's the shot that the vocal reply is called a tzaddik?
He meant tshuva.
We know that Yishmael did tshuva not from this pasuk. The Gemara Bovasa says, how do we know when they buried Avraham Avinu and said he let Yitzchak to go first? Which is many, many, many years later. Over 70, 80 years later. How can the Gemara disapprove from here they did tshuva?
Why should
he be punished
for
those descendants that went to do? Oh, that's a gasha. That's a gasha. How can you punish for the sentence? That's a gasha. Two wrongs will make a right. Right? So, now wait a second. But here the answer is like this. It's true that Yishmael really has two hats. That Yishmael, on that day that he was expelled from home, he's wearing two hats. There's Yishmael, the individual. And there's Yishmael, who's a father of a nation, that's going to give birth to the nation called Yishmael, which are the Muslims, probably till today. Right? Yishmael, the individual, for sure, is a Rasha. My mind should have been. If he was over, he would have been a Kamuras. Hi, the Malachi asked, and Akash Bobo told, Akshavu Tzadik, not vis-a-vis himself as an individual. But if he'll die now as an individual, the nation of Yishmael will die. And they don't deserve to die because they didn't do anything wrong. After Yishmael gave our Avtocha to Avraham Avinu, that Yishmael will return to the nation. It's the first time the Torah says the two words, b'moi, means going to be very much multiply and fruitful. Right? So we made it in such a kind of case, meaning the nation deserves to live. And since the nation deserves to live, why should they die? Why should you kill Yishmael? Right? That was the point. Came the Malachim and said, but the nation's going to do something terrible. Not him individually. Him individually, we're not dealing with him. He individually, on an individual basis, is a Rasha Gomel. That's why he was expelled. Eimal Daver. That's a given. As a Yochid, he was a Rasha. But he's Avi HaUmah. He's a father of a nation. And from that point of view, the nation has a Avtocha from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to live, and they didn't do anything wrong. Comes the Malachim and say, no more, but the nation itself did something wrong. The body, which is called Yishmael. The Umah Yishmaelis. What about that? Answer the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't do anything wrong. The violent. Meaning, meanwhile, they didn't do anything wrong. Memele, now he's called a Tzaddik, not him on an individual basis, rather he's called a Tzaddik from the point of view of the nation's basis. And this you could copy and paste to an individual also. Meaning we're not dealing on Yishmael as an individual, rather as Yishmael as the father of a nation. So it's the nation. The nation now didn't do anything wrong. The nation later on will do something terrible. Meanwhile, the nation is okay. That's a tzaddikim. We made a copy and paste that situation to an individual. If there's Beryl, Beryl in the future will do something wrong, but meanwhile he didn't do anything wrong, why should he be punished? You could take the learning from Yishmael. So our whole cast that was, how could you learn from Yishmael? Because why? Because perhaps it's not him, it's his children. So how could you bring a raya from children to him? It's not a question because it's really children. You get the word. It's a gishmak. Super gishmak.
Just say this. Where did it start? It started because he went to the sidewalk with the bike.
Because of what?
Where did it start from?
Who?
He went, it doesn't matter. He started with the sidewalk with the bike. He started with the world was a Russia. Maybe the children were a Russia.
Nothing to do with his own personal wishes.
Maybe his children would have been a Shulman.
There's no question between Yishmael, the individual, and what his children will do 1,000 years later. Then look at it. If you want to say there is a kasher, I'm not going to be lying. It's two different things. It has to do with tzoma and sama. So the Mele, the Gemara has a good point. We can copy and paste what's happening by Yishmael as a nation to what happens to every individual as a yachid. Right? Good. I'm very happy people ask the questions. It's good. It's good. That's important. The nice thing about Torah is to be alive. When you learn Torah and you're alive, Torah has its magic effect. But if we learn Torah and we're Mesotzach, okay, let's go now over to what the Maral answers. The Maral says a different answer, which is, like we say in America, Me'od Ma'anyach. Me'od. What is the Maral? Is a tremendous original thinker. Not that we have to give him compliments. And he says something which at first sight seems Ipcha Mestadra. It seems to say the opposite. Regarding the question that we started off today, how do you reconcile the Hanaga of a Kaddish Bokal with the Umma HaYishma'elis, the Asher Husham, and regarding a Pentzah Moyet, Shemiga and Hashem Tzayfer? Says the Maral, there's a Chilik. What's the Chilik? Between Beis Din Shalmala and Beis Din Shalmata. Now when you hear this, what would be your first response? Ah, Beis Din Shalmala take into account the future, because they can see the future. Basic Shemata, regular people, they cannot take into account the future. Says the Maral, pum pakir. The exact opposite. He says Yishmael was being judged and based in Shemala. There was no court there. There was the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There they do not take into account the future. Nah, Parashat Mishon. Masha Enken ben Soyer Omoyre. He's being executed in court and based in Shalmata. There you do take into account the future. What's this for? Sister Ron, he adds a little point. First of all, how could people know the future? Of course, people cannot know the future, but they're basing it on the Torah. The Torah tells them what the future will be. It's not their own individual insight. The Torah says that this guy at the end is going to be a mass killer. But nevertheless, what's the havana of the Maral by this chiluk between Beis Din Shalmala and Beis Din Shalmata? So says the Maral, like Gevaldik Yisoid. Beis Din Shalmala, they're totally objective. You do what you totally free will. Come on. We'll flip some. Then we have a long Sunday. Thank God they will sleep later. Anybody out. Based in Shalmala are totally objective. It's like you're buying something in a super store and you're going with your wagon, how's it called here? Trolley. You're going with the trolley. Take in whatever you want. Bring in as much as you want. I mean, but the show, you can empty out all the aisles. At the end, there'll be a seller that you have to pay. But the buyer will do whatever you want. Go, come, but so, you'll have to pay. But the buyer, meanwhile, total free will. Based in Shalmata are educators of the door. They're not totally impartial, it's like parents. The based in Shabbos, the Maral says this in a few places, are not totally, we're objective. They are responsible, like parents are responsible on their children. And the role of based in is to make sure that when you come to based in Shalmala, you should come out with flying colors. And you should make it to Elam Haba. That's part of their responsibility. Mimela, when Beis Din Shalmata see that this individual is going to go off the derech and end up being terrible, and end up that he won't make it to Elam Haba, the way things are going now, they're going to step in. And they're not going to say, we're totally impartial, do whatever you wish. That's Beis Din Shalmala. The Beis Din Shalmata, that's the mechamchim of the door. And they step in and say, hey, this, the way things are going, he's going to end up in Gehenna. He won't make it to Elam Haba. They won't allow that. And they step in. And then the Maral brings a Gevaldik Ketzushta. Listen to what he said. He says, I'll bring it alive. Based in Shalmata, Koyfin El Mitzvahs. It says the Gevaldik Ketzushta is not paid off. If someone doesn't want to take a lulav, it's important. Makina Toa, what does it say? Ashes Tifin Asha. That's what it says. Based in Shalmata, if you don't want to put on tefillin, when it was based in Am Yisrael, they will force you. Based in Shalmala, do they force you to put on tefillin? Based in Shalmala, do they force you to take a lulav? No. How can based in Shalmala force you to take a lulav if based in Shalmala don't? What's the chilek tuition by Aveda? What's the difference? Al kochach, the reason is because based in Shalmala are totally impartial. You do whatever you wish, and then we'll meet when the time comes, you meet. Meanwhile, we're not interfering at all. Total free choice. That's based in Shalmala. Based in Shalmata already dunning on Kitaira, and Tara is Lashon Hira. Hira means where you're going to reach at the end. And they always look, what's going to happen with this guy? If he's going to keep on the way he's going, my yeh b'sofa. And they step in. And if he's not mekayem mitzvah zeh, they also force him. It's not even punishment, it's kfiya. What does that show? That their job is not only to punish and not to punish, but to lead and to show what's going to happen. Well, mimele, that's the chiluk between ben sarah amaya and Yishmael. Yishmael was being just and based in Shulmala. Then we say, Bashem Hashem. And we mele every individual as well. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Eina Adam Nidain El Hashem Ma'isav Shel Oysa Shah. Well, he did only that. That's based in Shalmala. Based in Shalmata. They're parents, so to speak, of Am Yisrael. And their job is to make sure that every single Yid, when he reaches this based in Shalmala, after 120, he should pass and get good grades. That's their job. Okay, Mele, therefore, the leader of Shem Sefer. That's what the Ram says. It's the Yisrael that he says in a few places between the different roles of Beis in Shalmala and Beis in Shel Mata. Is everybody awake and well? Yeah, over there. Good. Now, I have a question to ask in the Ram. And I have a question to ask on this whole parsha. Everybody's speaking about Ben Sefer. What is it? Yishmael. Yishmael, Ben Sarah. There's a third parsha that no one's mentioning. And this will be a very big parsha of what the Maharal says. There's another individual that says explicitly about him in the Rashi that he was not judged according to what he did then. Rather, he was judged according to what he did later on. Who am I referring to? Chanoch. Look what happened to Chanoch. Vayikach Elokim ve'einenu. If that's on the Torah. And what does it say? Says Rashi, he was a tzaddik. Oh, but Kal Bedaito, he easily could have been influenced otherwise. So they both took him out and killed him. Isn't that Yom Zekah Dali Muschaif? Exactly. And no one else from him. He's not even mentioned in this parsha. Everybody speaks, but Sarah Meir, Yishmael. Yishmael, but Sarah Meir. What about Chanoch? And especially that over there was based in Shalmala. So it's a big cash of the Maharal. The Maharal differentiates between based in Shalmala and based in Shalmata. And based in Shalmata need to know Shem Soifoy. Because they are Mechanchim of the Torah. Based in Shalmala is totally impartial, do whatever you want, we'll meet at the end. Here is Chanoch, which is also based in Shalmala. And yet, what happened over there? He was punished and killed. Because what about the steer between Chanoch and Yishmael? Let's think those two. Forget about Mitzvah Amara. Both in Sefer Breshis. Chanoch versus Yishmael. Both are Beis Mishlamata. Not in Beis Mishlamata. They were not executed in court. They're both Beis Mishlamata. And look at the difference. By Yishmael it says, Ba'ashel Husham. Which means, we're not looking into the future. And by Chanoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the future, so he killed him.
Just
these questions. The question is a big question. And no one even asked this question. What?
Not himself, and Yishmael was there.
No, but then we took care of everybody. Then we said Yishmael is also okay. The nation. We took care of everybody. That was the Marshal, we took care of everybody. That we're already beyond that now. Nahon?
What you have to do is the Chanoi. I can't place him. Chanoi. Where do you put him?
He's in Pashinbach. Chanoch him. That's what it says there. I'm a fashion person. At the end of Pashas Noach. Right? But Pashas Breshis. Where was it over there? Right.
It was earlier.
So, okay, so it's a kasha. It's about the kasha, nobody said. On this, you can't fall asleep. On this kind of kasha, you can't fall asleep. This is a kasha. No one speaks about it here. I'm glad that no one even raises the issue. Chanoch is not mentioned at all in this sugya. And the Chuba, it's Gidiyuk like Ben Sarah Amara. Shanita and Hashem Seifer. And especially according to the Maharal, that differentiates between Beit Shemala and Beit Shemata. Both over there are Beit Shemala. So what are you going to answer? But you know what? Even if you have an answer, how come no one asked for it? Isn't he relevant to the Suya? Okay, let's go to it. There's a book here. First of all, not Shach, the Chaf of Maral, from a Pasuk. Not Shach. We have them. Not Shach.
What's the word?
By Ben Sarah, Amara, and by Yishmael, they both are the Chadda Bikta Inu. They belong in the same category. They're being judged in court and executed as a punishment. That's what happened by Yishmael and by Ben Sarah, Amara. And therefore, you can ask the question from one to another. Chanuch, there was no mishpat. There weren't the malachim, the cataract, like you find by Yishmael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did him a personal favor. Just like there's a favor to give someone water if he's thirsty, and it's a favor to give a recovery to someone who's ill, and it's a favor to give someone parnasa, sometimes it's a favor to take him. It was Mamash doing an Asiyas Teva. It wasn't Mishpat. It was Chesed. Sometimes it's a Chesed to take someone from the world. How? If you see that by leaving him in the world, things are going to turn sour. So not in the form of Mishpat, of Dayanim, Mekatrikim, and Sanhedrin. No, we know that. How could you do it? Individuals can't do it. Right? But a Kodesh Baruch Hu could do it and say, I'm a Baal Chesed. Sometimes Chesed means to take them out of the world. But not in the realm of Mishpat, of Din. When I'm talking about there was no Din there, there were no Malachi that were Mekadni, like you find by Yishmael. And there was a court case that the prosecutor said this, the defender said this, and here will come the verdict. That's not what happened by Chanuch. By Chanuch, a Kodesh Baruch Hu pushed it in him a favor. Avraham Avinu died 5 years early. He was supposed to die at the age of 180. Why did he die at the age of 175? The same as the they should be the of Bunya on the Tamaswa. Is that Shach to the Pasha of the Ashur Sayyid? What do you think? Of course not. It's Pasha the Chesed. Sometimes a Chesed could mean to take someone out of the world. We're not the ones that decided, of course, because we're the world. So he has nothing to do with this parasha. Chanuch is totally a different issue, totally. It's not mishpat, it's not din, and it's not oinesh. All these terminologies are not relevant to Chanuch. Chanuch, what's relevant is what Yechezkel is saying, very geschmack, a parallel that sometimes it's the most biggest chesed to take someone out of the world. Sometimes, what the Gemara says also about Rabbi Yochanan, remember? That Rabbi Yochanan was very he lost his mind because Rish Lakish died. So the Chacham and the Amor friend, they should die. That's what's in the Gemara of Matzia. Is that called din? No, it's called chesed. Right? Sometimes it's such kind of din. Are we ever supposed to daven for something to die? That's a different issue. But over there, why is this thing down? Okay, so that's another mahalach. So Chanuch is dealing with a total different pasha. Therefore, he's not even mentioned the sugya. The sugya that we're dealing about is Ben Sarai, Emora, and Yishmael. Both are din, judgment, verdict, guilty, execution. Ah, that's the pasha of Mishpat. And then there's an apparent contradiction between Yishmael and Ben Sarah Amara, and answers the Mara. That's Beis Div Shalmala versus Beis Div Shalmata. By Yishmael, it wasn't Beis Div, that's Yishmael and Ben Sarah Amara. By Chanuch, it wasn't Beis Div. It was supposed to be the Meister Chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu did, like he cut short 5 years the life of Avraham Avinu, or like the Chachamim asked about Yishmael, about Rabbi Yochanan. We should all be zeichem when it comes now to Yemei HaDin are approaching. Elul is the time that you get prepared. But it's a big yisrael, but it's a court case. And unfortunately, we live today, it's a big holiday, it's called August, but we're already blowing shofar. We're getting ready for Yom HaDin. You know what, first I often try the following trick. I tried it a few times. Go to someone out of the blue when he's not prepared. Hey, what about your court case? You'll see the initial response was, what court case? Well, what are you talking about? Rosh Hashanah? I got scared. I thought you're referring to my triptych, just my traffic in court case that I'm having in a few months. No, okay. Traffic court case, what could happen? Worst comes to worst. They'll suspend the license.
No. No.
Rosh Hashanah is Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Reisim, Psuchim Levadav, of us and all our dear ones. Rabbi Sol Salanter was asked, is Rosh Hashanah, he's the one that injected into Olam HaTorah this whole concept of Elul. The concept was Rosh Hashanah. Elul! I asked him once, and it's expression in Yiddish, is Elul worse than the bear? In the old days, they used to say the most scary thing was you walk and suddenly a bear shows up. Elul from a bear? Is it worse than a bear? Well, what are you so scared about? Is Elul like a bear? Answer to Rosh Hashanah, it's worse than a bear. David HaMelech says to himself, I wasn't afraid not from lions and not from bears. I killed both of them. But what does David HaMelech say about Mishpat with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some are psari b'mishpatecha. I'm petrified from your Mishpat. It's worse than a bear. David HaMelech was not afraid of a bear. The David HaMelech was afraid of Mishpat. So, Abaytai, we live in a society that is totally the opposite of that. But that's the Emunah of Am Yisrael. We know, Mu'mamini b'nei Ma'mini, that there is a Mishpat coming up. It's very real, very real. And by any Mishpat that a person has, he thinks about it, he takes advice with lawyers. You know, and life is not as usual. And Abba Avimit Hashem, it's known that the Baalei Musa say, when there's Chavad HaSadim, when there's art in the din, that's the biggest chus in the din itself. But if a person walks into the din and he shows he doesn't care, that's in itself one of the biggest mitzvahim. But Chas Hashem, that should never happen. We should all be zeichet to have a ksiva, the chasima tzeiva, and a good geben shtiro, kol tov.